You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Ravens Weekly, or, well, we'll touch on that bit in a minute. This is the night before the start of the season. My name is Matt Hall, and I'm joined for the new season by Charlotte Richardson. Charlotte, how are we?
I'm very, very well, thank you, Matt. Pleasure to be here, especially at such an exciting time. The countdown is over, the real stuff begins tomorrow, and I'm glad that we could get together for this episode to preview tomorrow's trip to Wealdstone, but also have a little look back on what has been a very, very busy summer here at Hayes Lane.
And it really is like the night before Christmas, isn't it? We spoke about this earlier on. Hopefully the Bromley supporters will have some presents to unwrap tomorrow with some goals at Wealdstone. It's sure to be a tough game, but we'll catch up more on that very shortly. But Charlotte, I guess the place to start on this podcast, firstly, is by welcoming all of you back, and apologies that we haven't been here for a while. It's not quite going to be weekly now, is it, Charlotte, for the time being?
No, I think the plan moving forwards is to turn this podcast into sort of a monthly series where we can really cram in lots of interesting, exciting, different content. When the season gets well underway and we're back into that routine, I think that will serve us really well. And we've got plans to use this platform for some other ideas and some different bits of content. So keep your eyes peeled, make sure that you've subscribed and so on. But the template moving forward will be to have this as a little monthly catch-up session.
Absolutely. So then let's get started with this episode. We're on 110 now. God knows how we've got here, but we have. And I guess the place to start then is pre-season. Obviously, that campaign is finished now. We are the night before the league season. Very, very exciting indeed. It all started off with, they can be called a no-score bore. It was a 0-0 against Dartford, wasn't it? But pre-season, it's so weird, isn't it? The atmosphere is strange because it's a friendly match, but there's just so many trialists and people coming in and out. It's kind of difficult to get any kind of flow in a pre-season game, isn't it, really?
It really is. And I think in terms of the energy that's been around the place here at Hayes Lane this week, it's supercharged because the difference for the players themselves to be fighting for points, for putting in tackles that mean something. When you speak to the players, those games, those fixtures really are about getting minutes under the belt, building that fitness up. And it has been quite an intense, very comprehensive pre-season structure, pre-season schedule, because of course we finished a week later than everyone else due to our FA Trophy victory. So I think the boys look well prepared, they feel well prepared, they've come across some really, really good teams, from the likes of Dartford to the Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs of this world, some really good technical opponents, and they're in good shape. And I know we're going to hear from manager Andy Woodman later on, but he, his coaching staff, all really confident that the boys are in great shape. And when that whistle blows tomorrow, fingers crossed we can start the campaign in a really positive note and pick up where we left off at Wembley.
And just touching on those pre-season games, a quite bizarre instance, I guess, was the Spurs game. We never thought we'd have to rearrange a game for extreme heat, did we? But we did that night.
That was such a strange evening in itself, having to wait for the Spurs team to get here and pushing back kickoffs and so on. But actually, really and truly, we're going to come across those bumps in the road in the season anyway. I hate to say it, but I guarantee there will be a Tuesday evening where we go up north and the game will be postponed, or we'll get stuck on the motorway somewhere. Those are the unplanned incidents that you just have to be adaptable to. And like you say, we did not foresee that. But the boys have played and they've trained as well in some really, really tough conditions this summer in particular. Lo and behold, it'll probably rain, won't it, on Saturday, and we'll be moaning that we're cold within a few months anyway. But good preparation nevertheless. And of course, Matt, we should say that the players have had the best pre-season ever with the gym facility that's opened up. I'm not sure if supporters have seen the facilities. I'm sure they have on our social media channels and on our website, but the gym opened up for the players. It's now part of their strength and conditioning routine. A brilliant space that, when you speak to manager Andy Woodman, when you speak to Alan Dunn, they're all about those 1% where they can gain advantage, and that again has further enhanced the pre-season this year.
The structure of the pre-season programme has been absolutely fantastic, and I know we're going to hear more from Andy Woodman a bit later on, but he's been very open that he takes no prisoners in pre-season. He's been working them along with his team really, really hard. And you touch on the gym there, Charlotte, and someone who has also been working them really hard is Jack Holland. Obviously, being a Bromley legend, very, very popular with the supporters, someone we've definitely got to get on the podcast at some point very soon. How nice is it to have someone like Jack in and around the place? His enthusiasm is just infectious, isn't it?
Yeah, he's lovely and a real leader, a really good example to have around the squad. One of a number of familiar faces that has come back to Hayes Lane. At the very start of the summer, we announced George Wakelin as being a club ambassador. And as a little bit of an exclusive, there is another face coming back to Hayes Lane in a staffing capacity, but you will have to stay tuned for that one. But what I really like is the way that the club's past is always part of its present and future as well. Perhaps if your playing career finishes here, that doesn't mean your career as a whole has to come to an end. And Jack obviously is really skilled and has that profession in strength and conditioning, and again contributes to that idea of those little percentages that we can get. And have been working the guys very, very hard indeed.
They've been coming off that pitch dripping in sweat, haven't they? And straight into the showers. Something else to touch on, Charlotte, a real positive from the pre-season campaign, and something you'll have seen a lot of on social media, is actually the positivity from visiting supporters, and actually those that have visited us for the first time as well, and are saying, look, we're going to be coming back, we're so impressed with this facility. And that was a real highlight of the pre-season campaign, wasn't it?
I think it's really reassuring, whether you're someone that works for the football club or as a supporter, that when people come and visit your stadium, when they come and visit your home, that they find it welcoming, that they find it warm, that they're impressed. And of course, the chairman and the board have been working very, very hard developing the stadium, the additions of Broomfields, the Bear Island, the renovation of the Ravens Lounge, all to enhance the fan experience when they come in. And those spaces, of course, are really important, but also the concessions, the Dave Roberts Tea Hut, Cookies Cabin, Coffee Corner, all these changes, small and large, or additions, enhancements, are all there to try and make sure that a supporter, when they turn up at Hayes Lane on a Saturday or Tuesday evening, has a really good time. And it is lovely to read those comments, and hopefully it will continue. And I know that the football club is always looking to enhance what it does and pick up bits of feedback and so on, and I really do hope that that continues.
Brilliant. Well, I think that sums up the ins and outs of a really interesting pre-season campaign. Thank you, Charlotte. Now, moving on to new signings, which, let's be honest, throughout pre-season is what all of the fans want to be seeing. And one of those was Ethan Coleman, who you had the pleasure of catching up with, didn't you?
Yeah, fantastic to sign Ethan on loan from Leyton Orient. Well-versed at this level. Spent some time playing in the division last season. A midfielder who I think can add a real physical dimension to our midfield, which is already well equipped with the likes of Billy Bingham and James Vennins. Here is my conversation with Ethan after he signed for the club. Okay, well, Ethan, welcome. How is life at Hayes Lane treating you so far?
Yeah, no, good. I've had a couple of training sessions so far. I've enjoyed them, and I'm ready to kick on.
You mentioned it there, you've been involved with training for a few weeks now. What's it been like settling in? What kind of welcome have you been given by the boys?
Yeah, no, they're all very welcoming, lads. And I've enjoyed it. I know Adam Marriott already, so it was good rekindling with him, but enjoyed it so far, yeah.
So for supporters who haven't had the chance to watch you play, what would you describe your style of football like?
I like to get on the ball. I like to call myself as a big, strong, sort of physical player, dominating sort of the midfield area physically. And yeah, as I said, I try to get on the ball, look to play forward. Can crop up with a few goals as well. So yeah, that's what I'm doing.
And what was it about Bromley that made you want to join the club?
To be honest, it was, I'd say, the gaffer and assistant, Danny. Both of them spoke to me, and yeah, they sold it to me. I really like the way they work, the way they talk about like grafting results and things like that. It may not be the prettiest sometimes, but yeah, I liked that sort of aspect to the game, and also the facilities here are a joke as well, so no, I really enjoyed that, yeah.
And you're very well versed with the National League, having been at Kingsland before. Yeah. It's set to be another really competitive season as well, isn't it, this season?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. As I said, like I was there the first half of last season and really enjoyed my football there. And then pushed on from there to Leighton, but I'm looking forward to coming back down and showing what I can do again and pushing on.
I know you haven't had too long to get to know your teammates yet, but what is your initial assessment and what do you think this team could go on to achieve?
I do think this team is good enough. Through training with them for a couple of days, I do think this team is good enough to go all the way, really. I think we can get promoted, and that's the goal that the gaffer's setting out, and that's the goal that we're going to try and achieve.
And all things now are set for Saturday, that trip away to Willstone. How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I'm buzzing, to be honest. I just want to get playing as quick as possible and go from there. Games come thick and fast, so I'm ready.
Like you say, the games come thick and fast. The week after that, potentially your home debut, certainly a chance for you to introduce yourself to the supporters at Hayes Lane.
Just really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to making my home debut and putting a good impression down. Putting a good stamp down and a good impression.
So I hope that you enjoyed that conversation with Ethan, who is equally excited to get started tomorrow against Wildstone. Ethan was not the only new signing through the door yesterday. Zach Bradshaw, the defender, signed on loan for the Ravens as well. And Matt, you got the opportunity to talk to the defender.
Yes, it was fantastic to catch up with Zach. He obviously has been trialling for the Ravens in pre-season, played in the second half of that game against Chelsea, and I think really showed a lot of maturity. He's only 18 and showed a lot of maturity in that game as a bit of an unknown. He does have experience in men's football at the age of 18, so have had two loan spells in men's football behind him already is quite impressive. And I think he did a great job when he came on against a very energetic and organised Chelsea side, and he was trialling D on the day, so now we know he is Zach Bradshaw. And just a little funny thing, before we started the interview, he said, "I'm terrible at interviews, we might have to take this several times." I personally think he did a great job. You can be the judges of that, though. Here's what he had to say. Zach Bradshaw, welcome to Bromley Football Club. How's it feel to have joined?
It's been good. Yeah, well, good. It was just, I've only been here, since last Thursday. So it's been like 5-4 days since. It's been really good stuff.
And you've been on trial, you were trialist D in the match last week. How did you find the match and how have you found your training session so far?
Yeah, it was different against a good Chelsea side. So yeah, it's a good 45 minutes. They were good, they moved the ball well. I thought did quite well, especially first half, but then even second half finished strong. We should have won the game, but it is what it is. Training's been good, I enjoyed it. Like, it's hard, it's what I'm wanting to be at.
And have you found your teammates and the playing and training environment around here so far?
Yeah, the boys are top, right? They're so good, they welcome me so much. Manager, all the coaching staff, have been really good to me and just always on to me and just really helpful in that, which is pleasing to see.
And obviously you join us on live from Ipswich Town. What are your hopes and aims ahead for the season?
Just to get in the team. Like, first thing, I've got to win a shirt, got to get in the team, hoping to make as many appearances as possible, really, for Bromley and that. Just to crack on and do really well.
And you're still very early on in your career, but it's actually your third loan spell in men's football, isn't it? You had previous experience at Bury Town and Chelmsford City. How did you find those?
It was different. It was good. I really enjoyed it. Starting off at Bury, obviously quite a bit lower, but you've got to start somewhere. It was good. I really enjoyed it. I really liked the men's side of football. I thought I adapted well. And then obviously taking a little bit of a jump up to Chelmsford, I loved my time there. It was really good. The managers and players there were all really good. I thought I'd done well, done good enough to be able to push myself and come up a step again.
And you've been here, a few days, like you said earlier on. It's been quite a whirlwind, hasn't it, in less than 2 days' time. The season starts, but it's exciting for all the boys and the club in general, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. We're non-stop. We're on it. We're ready to just get going and just push on for the season, and that maybe we can do better than we did last year and hopefully get out of this league.
Well, Zach, welcome aboard and thanks for joining us.
Perfect. Cheers.
Well, I think Zach did a fantastic job. 18 years old, as you said, Matt. Got a great deal of maturity in the way that he conducts himself at Hayes Lane and should be a fantastic addition to the squad. Let's move on, though, to manager Andy Woodman. I know you will all be wanting to hear from the gaffer ahead of Bromley's first game in the National League for the 2022-23 season. Matt had a good catch-up with him earlier today.
Andy, so the pre-season campaign came to an end against Chelsea last weekend, and obviously the past few days, full focus on the start of the league, competitive season now.
Yeah, it all starts now, and I think we're ready. Yeah, I think we're ready. We've had a good pre-season. We've got minutes into people, like I said all along. Everyone's pretty much fit for the start of the season, so... Yeah, it's been a big good pre-season. Looking forward to it all starting now.
And there is a buzz around the place. The players seem really focused. How's the week been for you?
Yeah, good week. We've got all our work done this week in preparation for Wildstone. And you're right, there is a really good buzz around the place. And we want to maintain that and keep that going, you know, with a good start tomorrow.
Some additions to the squad this week since we last spoke. Of course, the first of those being Ethan Coleman on loan from Leyton Orient.
Yeah, Ethan's a player we tried to get when he was at King's Lynn, and then he opted to go to Leyton Orient, which, you know, they was in the league. I understand that completely. He's a really competitive and combative midfielder, and it would be a good addition to our team. Really good player, so we're delighted to have him on board.
And another one fans will have had a glimpse of is Zach Bradshaw, who played on trial in the Chelsea game last week, and clearly someone that impressed you.
Yeah, Zach, we've kept monitoring, you know, through our contacts at Ipswich. He's become available. I can only really sort of give him a likening to sort of a young Alex Mitchell we had here. He's a really good, solid defender. He likes to get forward from the position he plays, you know, left-sided centre-half. So he'll be a good addition for us, and he's a real good young prospect. So we're again delighted for Ipswich to let him come here, and you'll be seeing, you know, some of Zach this season for sure.
And to cap it off, obviously a face a lot of people know very well, Reece Charles Cook is back at the club.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've seen all the messages everyone says about the goalkeeper. Reece has been here, you know, we knew Reece, we know Reece. There'll be another goalkeeper coming in the building. We have to wait for certain clubs to do certain things at certain times, so we have to play by their rules a little bit, because they're big clubs and that's how they act, and it's their right. But there'll be another goalkeeper coming in the building before the end of the month as well. Reece knows that, so it's no secret, and we're delighted to have Reece, and he starts tomorrow. He's got a number one shirt, and he's, you know, it's his job to keep hold of it.
And as we've spoken about before, frustration last time out at Wildstone, looking to go one better tomorrow as we kick off the campaign.
Yeah, Wildstone will be no pushover. They never are, let's make that clear. You know, they're always a well-organised and well-drilled team. And they play some good stuff. And if you let them play, you know, they can embarrass you. So yeah, it's a tricky opener, believe it or not. You know, I know some people think, we don't think like that at all. We've got the utmost respect for Wildstone team and staff. So we'll be taking this game, you know, seriously. But it's a good game for us to start our campaign off. You know, the pitch would be immaculate, so hopefully we can go out there and really give a good account of ourselves and get the points that we want to start with.
And finally, throughout the pre-season campaign in the off-season, you've still been having your regular visit to Ravens Chat on a Thursday, and no different this week, as there were lots of questions fired at you.
Yeah, they're great guys. I love them. I actually enjoy going to see them. They're really, really lovely people. And if there's anyone else out there that you know, maybe has thought about coming along, you know, to these groups, you must do it, because it's a real... I've seen these older gentlemen and ladies, I've seen them really come out of their shell, and they really look forward to it. So that I've enjoyed that, and the group's grown. I mean, it's been brilliant. We've got our own little group of, well, managers, I call it. They're all managers. But yeah, it's been good, and I enjoy going to that, and again, they tell me what I'm doing wrong, which is great. And hopefully we can do something right this weekend. In fact, the only time I've actually not gone to the Ravens Chat was the Thursday after we won at Wembley, which is the only time they might have said I'd done something right. So yeah, I'm going to have to do a lot right this year to turn up there every week.
Thank you, Charlotte. Always great to catch up with Andy, and you can just feel the excitement from him ahead of the season. Again, he's like a kid on Christmas Eve, as we all are here at the football club. The excitement really has built up this week, and you can see that on social media with the supporters supporters as well. Now, let's talk about tomorrow in a bit more detail. We are, of course, heading to Grosvenor Vale to take on Wealdstone, and a side that Bromley had some interesting encounters with last season, actually. It was a 3-2 victory here at Hayes Lane towards the end of 2021, and it was Byron Webster with a late winner. Suspicions of offside, actually, when the goal went in, but I think the replays are conclusive, and the goal stood correctly so. But a fantastic game of football that day. And the return game was equally entertaining. Unfortunately, not the result Bromley would have hoped for. Again, Byron Webster scoring against Wealdstone, something of a nemesis for them. Let's see if he can keep up his streak tomorrow. Wealdstone have recruited really, really well in the summer, despite losing Josh Amira, the top scorer from last year, to Hartlepool United. They've managed to bring in the likes of Lewis Kinsella from Aldershot Town, and also really impressive signing Max Kretschmar from Woking, who I know they were gutted to lose. So I think it'd be a really, really good game of football. Both sides have a good pre-season behind them as well. And yeah, it's a shame, kind of a shame we're not at home on the opening day, but then we've got a couple of home games after that to look forward to. But yeah, a nice, fairly local away day for the supporters to start off the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just ultimately, whoever you play, it's just good to get that season underway. I was a bit surprised when the fixtures came out. Normally, if you're away from home on the first day of the season, your final game of the season will be at home. But in our case, we're hitting the road to bookmark the campaign. But it's going to be interesting because I've covered a competitive game last weekend, and it did take me by surprise how different the tempo is. And I think supporters might feel the same. You're kind of lulled into this different sense of security when you're watching pre-season games. They're so nice, the passing style of play. That first crunching tackle on Saturday will dictate the tone of the season. And perhaps that crunching tackle might be made by midfielder Billy Bingham. I sat down with him earlier on in the week, Matt, for an interview, really got to spend some good quality time with him. And that's fascinating, really, to hear from a player of his experience. We reflected on Wembley. We spoke about his summer pre-season. I think this is his 15th pre-season that he's gone through. He says it doesn't get any easier. And we looked ahead to the Wealdstone game. Supporters can read that interview in full when they come to our home game against Altrincham. But in the meantime, you might want to listen to this little snippet. Billy, first things first, let's go back to the end of last season. You picked up the Supporters Player of the Year award, the Players Player of the Year award, and you got a landmark award to take home with you as well. That must have been a really nice way to wrap up a memorable season.
Yeah, it was really, really pleasing. And I thank the fans on social media, if no one see, because picking up the Fans Player of the Year is a nice one, along with the Players Player. They're two good ones to get. Obviously I was grateful to have 100 appearances for the club, but yeah, it was really nice. I generally work hard, and to get the rewards for working hard is nice to receive. Now we're back here again to go again.
We will go again, but I have to ask you, because we haven't had the chance to speak to you since that amazing day out at Wembley.
Yeah.
Just how much did that FA Trophy win rank in terms of your career and the successes that you've achieved?
Yeah, that's one of my best days I've ever had in football. I can't imagine losing, but it was such a good day. They said that it's going to be hot out there. After 15 minutes, I spoke to Harry Forster, who was just beside me on the left, and we both couldn't breathe. It was so hot. We were just cramping up. The legs felt heavy, but we sort of get over that bit. But it's such a good day, and I tried living it for as long as possible, because it's something that don't come around often.
It must be a hard balance, mustn't it? Because football does just move on to the next game so quickly. But days out like that and opportunities like that, winning at Wembley is every little boy and girl's dream. It must have made your summer even sweeter.
It did. Like you said, though, if I had a game the next week, you sort of have to just forget about it and move on to the next one. But where you had the summer to enjoy it, it did last a bit longer. And obviously my family were there, friends, my son. It's just something that you're going to live with forever, and I was really pleased to experience that day.
I have to ask as well, did you watch the documentary that was done? Because there must just be a complete difference of when it's your profession and your job, you're so focused on that. Did watching that trigger anything differently for you? Was it quite nice to be able to look back on it?
It was nice to look back on it. Yeah, you obviously see the camera guys in there, but you don't see how they see it. I can see them, but not how they can see us. And so you can see, and you can see yourself gearing up for it, and then you can see the game's the game. The game doesn't change no matter what happens. You just get into game mode, and
you play a game of football, you forget everything else. But and then afterwards, it's seeing my fate, and I say, go back to it again, everything's family based for me really, and seeing my son, and I had a little celebration with my son, and that was clicked, and that is unbelievable. Just things like that, it's just really good to see.
I love speaking to Billy. I love listening to Billy. And most of all, I love watching Billy play. He's been fantastic in this preseason campaign. And actually, he just looks fitter than ever. And he speaks with great experience. I remember doing an interview with him a couple of years ago, and he really opened up about the challenges that he's faced in his career. And it was a real eye-opener. So thank you for that, Charlotte. Really great to hear from Billy. And I'm sure he's going to be a vital part of the campaign ahead for Bromley. I think it's time we address the elephant in the room.
A big elephant.
A big elephant.
Almost in between the sticks. The goalkeeper. We know that it's the position, I think, that Andy Woodman arguably cares about the most. He has to, right? Being a former goalkeeper himself and has spent the summer recruiting or trialing various players. But it's a familiar face that looks to be the one potentially to start against Wolverstone tomorrow.
Yes, and that familiar face is no secret at all. Those will have seen him in pre-season. It's Reece Charles Cook. And of course, you only have to look at Reece's career history. You know, he's played for Coventry City and Swindon Town in the Football League. A lot of those appearances for Coventry City come in League One, you know, and League Two experience further on with Coventry and Swindon Town as well. And let's not forget, he's an international goalkeeper as well. So comes with great pedigree. He's only 28. And yeah, he put in some good displays for Bromley last year. And as we've been saying, some impressive shows in pre-season as well.
Yeah, he seems like a fantastic character in and around the play. He's got big energy and is a great addition to the squad as well. But I'm sure Andy Woodman will keep an eye out on them. And who knows, you know, we're recording this now, but you never know until it hits. What's the deadline, Matt?
The deadline is 5 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, 5 o'clock today, sorry. 5 o'clock on Friday before a Saturday game.
So who knows? Who
Absolutely.
Knows?
Anything could happen.
It's very unpredictable in football. But if it is Reece, like you say, I think that is a very solid, reliable goalkeeper. And again, a bit of shrewd business done in pre-season. It's going to be a busy, busy weekend, not only, of course, of the first team in action, but here at Hayes Lane. If you can't make the trip, do still come down and show your support for the Ravens. Our under-23s will be taking on Cray Wanderers, managed, of course, by former Bromley manager Neil Smith. And there's a lot of goodwill from all of us and from supporters as well. We want to see Cray do well in the Isthmian League, and it'll be interesting to see how that game unfolds. And again, an opportunity to see some of our young stars in the making. If you are going to Wolverstone, make sure you come back to Hayes Lane, because at 6 o'clock in Broomfields, we have the first of our free live music sessions. A band called Not the Shadows will be performing, and I think it's just a really nice way, actually, isn't it, to kind of go from your afternoon of football into your Saturday night relaxing. And it doesn't stop there, Matt. More football on Sunday with the women's team playing.
Right now is a fantastic time for women's football. And I know that so many young girls in what the schemes that we provide have been inspired. Come on down and see the Bromley women. They're a great bunch. They did so well last season. And I'm sure it's going to be another fantastic season ahead for them. And of course, that game on Sunday is against AFC Acorns. And it's a 2 o'clock kickoff at Hayes Lane. So why not come on down and get even more of a football fix for that weekend? And the women's football at Bromley Football Club is something we're all very, very passionate about. And there'll be lots of opportunities to watch the women at home throughout the season.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. Matt, I think we're running out of time for this episode of the Ravens weekly, not so weekly, monthly podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I just can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow. Bring it on, hey?
Bring it on, absolutely. Nothing like a match day, and it feels like forever since Wembley, but we're back in competitive action, and I, for one, can't wait to be there. Thank you, Charlotte, for joining me today. This has been Ravens Monthly, I guess, and we'll be back in your ears very soon. Take care for now. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from.